A very different kind of example occurs to me in making a transition from Warlock to Walton. In the sequence, Touch Her Soft Lips and Part from the Henry V music, I seem to hear a reference to the old French dance tune, Pieds en l'air, which was included by Warlock in his Caprio scene. Such illusions, I think, are, deliberate or not, they enhance the creation of atmosphere by, the idea is, a melodic evocation of ancient France where we lay our scene. So that's what we have in our mind when we hear that music. Now, I've seen it said that Walton had no special affinity with Shakespeare, and I want to deny that as forcefully as I can. In fact, on the composer's own testimony, Shakespeare was his very first source of inspiration. He himself said of his own earliest years, and I quote, "I had by this time begun some tentative efforts in composition, settings of Shakespeare's songs from the plays we happened to be studying." At that time in question, he'd been about 13 or 14 years old. And that impulse was very strong, you see, as well as very early. And note that he'd studied Shakespeare's plays and had them explained to him as a boy. That's the best of beginnings. Now, nowadays, I think, our observances of Shakespeare are sometimes just uncomprehending lip service. It surfaces in such cliches as a sea change. I've heard that used very tiresomely to mean any striking change. But it actually means a change that can take place only through the magical transforming agency of the deep sea, that turns bones into coral and eyes into pearls. It absolutely must not be used lightly or casually. It's just the same with Winter of Discontent, which is regularly quoted as if Shakespeare meant an actual season or a cold spell. But of course, it was a metaphor, it was an image. Discontent was like feeling cold in winter, which turned into the sense of warmth in a glorious summer when the quality of life improved under a new monarch. Now, musical equivalents for such ideas can irradiate the meaning for us, for the listener, I'm sure, by adding the twofold impact of music and words together. Modern film music of the highest quality continues, I believe, in a direct line from the 19th century form of melodrama, that is to say, a musical accompaniment to spoken words. I personally think that all the Walton film music for Shakespeare is at a very much higher artistic level than the examples of melodrama left even by such great German masters as Schubert, Abschied von der Erde, Schumann, Die Flüchtlinge, Richard Strauss, art forms in which music accompanies the spoken word. But I think certain film music can transcend all this and in itself create a new art form which is at its beginning and has hardly as yet been exploited at all. And it seems to me entirely comparable with the lead itself. Indeed, I've come to think of the visual aspect of film as a rather tiresome distraction from the soundtrack. So, I was especially pleased to hear in Christopher Palmer's skilled and sensitive arrangements for voice and orchestra, I was very pleased to hear the right balance being restored as I hear it. Well, I can't really offer piano illustrations for that of any kind because it's so often the instrumentation that matters most of all. In the example I just quoted, "Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York." In the Walton score, the music is first heard on cold strings, divisi. "Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious." "Made glorious summer by the son of York," and on brass. It shines. You can somehow feel the shine of it in the chords, in the orchestral sound. That's a very tame equivalent for what actually happens in your ears when you hear those words transformed into music, bodily. And I believe it's the very music of the words, I mean, evoking and enhancing what Shakespeare actually says to us. And it's exactly the kind of motivic writing that I've been trying to describe. Masterly, in a word. And as Browning said, also in Italy, I can always leave off talking when I hear a master making music. So I'll just stop there, if I may, and say thank you for your kind attention. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.